Well, as I stated in the past, you know, Jay has become that guy for us, and he's the guy leading the offense, and he's done a good job of communicating, and whether it's with the linemen, receivers, running backs, he's done a good job communicating with all of them and becoming that force of whoever's in with him, you know, let's go play. We're 11 on 11, and we've been pleased with the way he's done that.
Is that responsibility intensified or greater in any way because of injuries?
Sure. There's going to be times in the game, like last week, you know, where he has to direct a guy. You have this route or heads up for this because there were some backups in the game, and it could come again this week, of course, with the linemen that are playing. We know they're in, so.
Especially in a game like, in a situation like this, where you know you don't want to be 0-2. Obviously, it's going to be in a new stadium and on the road. How much of it is on Jay to kind of to be that guy? I mean, how confident are you that he can, that he's not just 1-11? I guess.
Yeah. First off, you can't worry about 0-2. You have to focus on what it takes to win the play, what it takes to win the quarter, what it takes to win the game. And the record, the score, those kind of things have to take care of themselves. If you're worried, if you're concerned, and you're just thinking about what your record is going to be or the end of the game when it's the first play of the game, that's when you're going to fail. And so we do a lot. We talk a lot, and we really work a lot on just making sure that you execute this play. And if it's good, come back to the huddle and do it again. If it's not good, shake it off and move on to the next play. And you know, we have to do that with this game, coming off the last game. And it's just, as long as you stay in that mindset, it gives you an opportunity to have success and not get bogged down by some feelings that you don't need.
But going off of Rich's question about responsibility, how much of it is on Jay to kind of put the team on his shoulders, at least to some respect, and kind of carry the team through this, you know, difficult period?
Yeah, and we live in a motto of doing your job. Everybody do your job. So whatever your job is on a play or in any play we're talking about, we talk about do your job and it'll happen. Now, can Jay be a stabilizing force because he's the most experienced, because he's seen more than other guys? Yeah, he can be the calming force in that way. And he can be the director of the offense. And he was the director of the offense in the last game. He was out there, and there were plays changed at the line. There were there was communication in the huddle being made. He's been doing that, and we ask him to continue that.
Aaron, when the Bears played the 49ers 2 years ago, Alden Smith and Justin Smith were switching sides. Does Justin Smith still do that, and what unique problems does he present?
Yeah, Justin Smith moves all along the line. Depending on base downs and then nickel downs, when they go to their nickel four down defense, he does move from side to side. And the problem he brings, or the qualities that he has, is one, he's a relentless player. He never slows down. He's very powerful, but then with his power, he has quickness to swipe your hands and get a blocker's hands off of him. And allow him to get an edge. So it's very difficult to block him in the way that he could run you. He could try to run you over, and the next time he looks like he's going to run you over, and he makes a quick side move and goes around you. So you need to be aggressive but patient when you're blocking Justin Smith.
No one knows Dale Puente more than you. Obviously, he's been working in New Orleans. How much faith do you have in him? How would you assess it?
Well, De La Puente, since the first time I met him, was on the practice field. He showed up as a practice squad player in New Orleans, and he was a calm, kind of an Iceman player that just when he goes in the game, nothing phases him. He doesn't get affected by things mentally. So when you have that attribute, it allows you to just focus on your job. And so he's been a starter. He came here as a backup in a backup role because of Roberto Garza and all the success that he's had. But we knew, and everyone in the room knows, that he's been a capable starter in the past, and he can do it again. We feel confident.
How much did having some substitute linemen and receivers in the game last week shrink the package of plays you guys could call at any point in time?
The substitute linemen didn't shrink it at all, and the substitute receivers, we might not have called specific plays that target them, although all people out there are targets. So it didn't change really what we called in any way.
How did it impact your game plan throughout? Was it reformulating players? Were they for their position?
Well, there's times when you feel like an Alshon Jeffrey or Brandon Marshall is a mismatch against certain people, and so you're moving them around to try to get them the ball, but the coverage might not dictate that you throw them the ball. And so when they're not in there, you may be just calling more plays in general to beat coverages or defenses, as opposed to having a primary receiver that you're trying to get it to, although coverage might dictate not to throw it to them. It is not surprising that Ola had success in the last game. In the preseason, he demonstrated that he could play not only guard like he's playing at this in this game, but he also showed that he could play tackle, both right and left. And so with that confidence that we've built up and the team's built up in him, it was no surprise that he had success, and we expect him to get his job done. You know, we'd rather not speculate on that at this point, and the plan is being developed. We're going to wait to the end of the week. Those guys did not practice today, and so we want to wait to the end of the week, decide, you know, how healthy they are. They're veteran players that know the offense and know the adjustments. So although we would prefer them to be practicing right now, if they don't practice and they catch up at the end of the week and understand the game plan, which they're doing now in meetings, we'll feel good about putting those guys in, and then we'll go from there after.
Does Santonio Holmes have the whole playbook down?
He has the plays that we have in the game plan down, yes. Santonio does.
Is it a challenge at all when you prepare for the 49ers and you're watching tape and obviously no Bowman, no Ellen Smith, and you don't know about their cornerbacks? Is it just focusing on the scheme that they run or looking at old tape of some of the players that will be stepping in?
It's a combination of both, and that's a good question. It's a combination of, one, having plays that that you have the advantage by coverage, and then studying those guys, studying the guys that could be in the game, and finding out their strengths and weaknesses.
Now, what is it about the scheme that kind of presents challenges for teams?
San Francisco does a good job of pushing the pocket into the quarterback. They're very aggressive pass rush as far as physical pass rush, trying to get the quarterback off the spot. And then they do a good job of zone coverage, although matching in some man situations within the zone. So it's part zone, part man, and they don't show it pre-snap. And they also do a good job of making you throw the ball underneath and go the long, hard way. They're not going to play a lot of bump man where you're one-on-one, and you're going to throw a go route or something deep in a one-on-one fashion, and the guy just beat a guy one-on-one. So that's what makes it a tougher game. They're expecting the offense to at some point make a mistake and not be able to go the long, hard way.
Aaron, along with what you're talking about before, Ryan Mundy was asked yesterday about the 49ers. The first thing he said, he talked about, was their physicality, their intensity, that they literally said they actually go out and bully you. How much does that show up on film, if they play kind of at a level above intensity-wise? And if it does show up, how do you coach a team to respond to that in kind and meet that?
I think we believe, you know, all NFL teams play with intensity. This is a physical team. This is a team that when you catch a football underneath, like they make you throw a lot of times, they'll come up and they're a very they draft physical guys. They draft big, strong guys that are going to hit you, and they're not trying to wrap up necessarily the tackle. They're trying to knock you out and let the next guy wrap you up while you're halfway dazed. And so that's what makes it a little bit different from some defenses is they're coming to hit you, and they're not as concerned about the tackle as they are knocking you out first.
So how do you, you know, like Kyle Long seems like the kind of guy who plays at that level, but how do you get everybody else to kind of rise to that level? That's kind of where I think they get an advantage.
Offensively, it's an efficient movement that's important. It's that you use your technique, whether it's a release technique for a receiver, whether it's at the top of the route, getting your shoulders down and coming back. And then when you catch the ball, we do a good job on offense of covering with our offensive line, other receivers coming to block for the receiver that caught the ball. We emphasize that daily. So we hope that shows up on tape as well when people are watching our tape.
Anything else?
The Cowboys averaged 5.5 yards per carry last week against the 49ers. What did you see them having success with in their run game, and how much did you be able to incorporate to their team?
The Cowboys did a nice job with a variety of runs. They ran outside zone plays. They ran in an abundance amount of formations. They changed the formation, they motioned, they shifted, they ran, and the outside zone was good for them in that game. DeMarco Murray made some guys miss as far as outrunning guys at times, and made some plays on his own. There were guys there to tackle him, and he outran them. He had a very nice game himself. So Dallas had a good plan. They executed the plan. They were down when they were doing it, and so some of the coverages were softer, and they were expecting more pass, I believe.